Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. The number of South Dakota brewers continues to grow with no end in sight. Generally, South Dakota laws have been favorable for such development, but there are a couple of issues. Distribution this week on Beer Untapped. First, we have to back up just a bit for some history. As Prohibition ended in this country, a system was set up that was designed to prevent brewers from controlling the entire industry. The three-tier system was set up to require separate ownership of the brewery, the distributor, and the retail outlet, whether a bar or a store.
That has been suspended in some parts to allow brew pubs to operate. That's probably the classic suspension of the third tier.
So
meaning,
they can make and sell their own beer.
Right, and there's a capacity, there's a limit, there's a, you know, there's a, sometimes they vary between state, but there is an allowance that says you can make your beer and you can sell it on site.
That is Seth Cook of Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. He says on-site sales at a brew pub or small brewery is kind of where the exception ends.
In the state of South Dakota, though, that's kind of where the allowance ends. So if Wooden Legs has a desire to sell beers to, let's say, even the liquor store across town so that consumers could buy them on their growler fill station or whatever, Wooden Legs, by law, is disallowed from carrying a keg over to the liquor store, issuing a transaction there so they can put it on the shelves. We're also disallowed by law from carrying our kegs down to Old Market or out to Swiftel or any retail establishment for that matter, because South Dakota law persists that we have to go through a distributor.
Now, he says the distributor is a good thing and necessary for small breweries.
It's an interesting debate on whether that is should be a requirement or should just be a necessity, because in South Dakota, I mean, obviously I have a couple examples that would be easy for me to put it in the back of the car and take it over there and sell it. But there's a necessity for me to have a distributor when it goes to servicing any counts besides the ones I can, you know, hit with a golf shot.
You're not going to want to haul them to Rapid City or Aberdeen.
Or even Sioux Falls, to be fair.
Even
Sioux Falls. So I've built a relationship, a successful relationship with our distributor that they manage and take care of those accounts. But the question has always been, although that makes business sense for me now, does that make sense to be a law, as a law dictated by the state? And some states outside of South Dakota have addressed this, and they've come up with a number of solutions, depending on the state, to help alleviate some of the burden of that law.
Interestingly, Seth says the distribution law has been suspended in South Dakota for some other alcoholic beverages.
Take the South Dakota wine and hard alcohol industry, both, you know, which in the intent of prohibition, the intent was that any alcohol beverage had to go through a distributor in order to protect the public. But in South Dakota, a number of years ago, they suspended the requirement that a farm winery, so if it was something was made on a farm winery, they could take it by the case directly to the retailer, have that transaction, and we've seen just a huge number of wineries that spring up on the I-29 corridor and, you know, all over. Wineries have become quite successful. Just last January, they passed a law to allow the liquor to be able to do the same thing, to take a case of their handcrafted spirits over to a liquor store, over to a restaurant or whatever, and be able to sell those directly. So you'll
I suppose
see,
there's a cap on the amount they
is,
can
there,
do.
Right, there's a cap on the amount they can do. Of course, the taxes are all maintained.
With the growth in the craft beer industry the last couple of years, maybe it's time to revisit these laws.
These laws that are written and codified at the state level are at best archaic. I mean, were built by a time and a people and leaders that don't exist anymore here to manage an industry that has grown and evolved and exists fully.
More on distribution when Beer Untapped continues.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped as we discuss distribution. South Dakota law allows brew pubs and small brewers to sell their own beer on their premises. However, there is a state limit on the amount of beer that a brewer can make and still sell on site. That limit, 5,000 barrels, about 155,000 gallons, although there is some debate over the exact intent of the law. No South Dakota brewer is yet bumping up against the limit. In fact, the output for the whole state isn't much more than 5,000 barrels right now, but it could happen in the near future as Crow Peak and Fernson both look at increasing production. Now, there was a similar law in Minnesota changed by their state legislature, thanks in large part to the lobbying done by Surly Brewing. They just built a new destination brewery and wanted to be able to sell their own beer on site. Surly founder and owner Omar Ansari says they had to change the law.
Seeing that there are examples that it does work in other states is kind of what we're able to point to. If it had never been done anywhere, it probably would have been a far harder case. If that's going to stop people from growing, then, you know, if you're in close to the border, like, you know, do you really want us to go across state lines and go build a brewery somewhere else? That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
And Sari says it's an economic development issue.
For people that are beer fans, it's an easy thing to explain that, yeah, people do travel for beer. I think people are starting to get the idea like, oh, there is beer tourism and people will go, you know, go somewhere to drink beer and eat food and you know, do a lot of the other things that a city has to offer. So hopefully, you know, that's yet another reason to point to why that should change.
Seth Cook from Wooden Legs Brewing says a change in state laws could boost brewing and help the development of a couple of key Santa Cruz industries.
Keep up with the rest of the nation in terms of this growing industry, but how can we surpass that? Can we be innovative? Is there things that we can do? Can we use breweries to boost the two heaviest parts of our state income, one being agriculture? Are there things that we can do to breweries to increase the ag value to the state of South Dakota? And secondly, the number two industry is tourism.
And beer tourism is a big deal these days.
South Dakota Tourism actually just released a huge, greatly done circular on, it was called Platter and Pints or something, but it is food and beer and wine. People come for this. So, you know, I think that discussion needs to be had, is that are these laws keeping us from pursuing things that potentially could benefit the entire state, not just the brewers, not just the farmers, but that tourism element. I would say if you had the chance to talk to any of the wineries that are up the I-29 corridor here, how many foodie tourists do they see? We've got one right in our backyard. You know, Jim and Nancy over there in Volga, they've told me that they see dozens of tourists that come through just to enjoy the wine. I think it's time for that discussion.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.